Hi, everybody. We welcome you into our ESP Media Studios here in Kenwood as we get ready for another season of athletics. The 2017 school year just about on us, and very happy to have with me here from Beacon Orthopedics, Allie King, and she is with Wyoming High School, one of the trainers for the high school for Wyoming. And Allie, first off, thanks for coming out here. We want to put a little thing together here, just a little question and answer, and some of the frequently asked questions I'm sure that you hear. Jan Wilking here is at the school. Let's talk a little bit about it. We mentioned Beacon Orthopedics. Tell us a little bit about how Beacon is affiliated with Wyoming.
Well, Beacon took over at Wyoming High School last year, and Beacon basically provides the medical care to the high school. So we have two athletic trainers, and then Dr. Krimchek is our team physician through Beacon. We also have an affiliation with Christ Hospital, and they provide us Dr. Mark Schneider through Christ, and he works all of the football games, and he also helps with any medical coverage.
Yeah, that's such an important part, and I'm sure it's a great peace of mind for the families. How well do you get to know the families, the players themselves, you know, whether it be, you know, the boys in football, you know, the girls and all their different athletics? How well do you get to know all of them?
We get to know them really well. We're there every single day. Every single day after school to see all the practices, all the games. We always say we're there 1 o'clock until done. So the last time the last game is done, the last practice is done.
1 o'clock until done. I like that. So I'm sure a lot of the students, the athletes already know about this, but just so we can get it out there, where is the athletic training room located at the school?
The athletic training room is in the main athletic hallway. It is right off the main gym right before you walk outside.
And you mentioned it, 1 until done, mm-hmm. 1 p.m. until done. So, and I'm sure you're wanting these athletes, anything that might be bothering them to come in and at least talk to you about it.
Right. The coaches and Mrs. Wilking, they ask us, you know, ask the athletes to see us, one of us, before they go out to practice. So that way we can make sure they're safe to practice, make sure they're safe to play in that game, and the coaches are aware of the situation.
Sure.
So they're not just going out there blindsided.
We hear the name and I guess the term athletic trainers. Tell us what do the athletic trainers do? What is your job? It's probably so different than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Right. As an athletic trainer, we do everything. So anything from injury prevention, emergency care. We do all the physical therapy, rehab programs, injury evaluation when you do have a new injury, as same as the taping,
right.
You know, Band-Aids, any of the good first aid care.
So and who, as far as a student athletes, I mean, who can, I guess, come and see you? How is that?
Any of the student athletes, any sport. We've seen some club sport athletes as well. We're there to serve the community. I've, you know, been treating the coaches as well. So really anybody that's an athlete at Wyoming High School.
And it's such a great little community too. I mean, mm-hmm. You're local. I know that you're a University of Cincinnati product, Penn State for masters to get, I guess, certified, the ACT certification. What, I guess, is your thoughts about how Wyoming works in that community? Jan Wilking does such a great job.
Yeah, it's a great small community. I mean, I believe it's 3 miles wide. So we see everybody. I really feel like this is being my second year at Wyoming. It's, you know, you feel part of the community. I've gotten to know a lot of the parents, a lot of the kids. And, you know, it's nice to always be a part of the community and let the parents know that I'm there for the athletes.
That's very good to know. And unfortunately, injuries do happen. So if something happens in a player feels something, what is it that they should do? What is it that you do once you do see them?
The first thing they need to do is notify us. Let us know. Either the parent can email us, call us. If we're not there on site, if it maybe happened, you know, over the weekend, something like that.
Right.
If not, I mean, they're more than welcome to come into our room, come see us. Right before practice, right before a game. If it happens on the sideline, they need to notify us.
Right.
The biggest thing is notify us and see us. We can take a look at it before you go to the doctor. It saves you a copay, might save you an extra visit, can save you time and money. So see us. We can, you know, help you decide whether it is an office visit or if it's something that we could take a care of in the athletic training room.
And how can they get a hold of you? I mean, do they go straight through you? Do they go through Jan Wilking? I mean,
they can email me straight. My email's on the website. They can definitely call. If they want to get a hold of Jan first, they're more than welcome, but they can contact us right from the website.
I'm going to guess somewhere along the way that something may happen in a game, and then maybe later that night, maybe some pain starts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go to a doctor or maybe do an emergency room, what's the protocol if they do that first before getting back in touch with you or letting you know?
If they need to go to the doctor before they see us or emergency room, that's totally fine. Just make sure you get documentation from the emergency room or doctor, just saying what's going on, how they treated you, and right. what they're expecting as you proceed. Once you do see a doctor, you are actually under that doctor's care, so we have to do what the doctor asks, so we just sure. need documentation.
Yeah, that would make total sense along the way. So, and obviously anybody in Cincinnati has heard of Dr. Krimchek and Beacon Orthopedics. Mm-hmm. What is the partnership now, the Beacon in Wyoming? You mentioned now you've been here, this will be your second year?
Yes. So, I mean, we took over in last year, started the full year. I just think that Wyoming is seeing a great medical coverage, full coverage for the high school and the middle school, easy access with Beacon Orthopedics. We're able to get them in with Dr. Krimchek 24 to 48 hours. Great communication line. So if, you know, we don't have to wait to hear back of what you can do, I can call Dr. Krimchek personally and ask him. So there's a great coverage. At football games, there's a doctor always on the sideline, which is great. And anytime we need him, he's there.
All right. And that's obviously a good peace of mind for the mm-hmm. parents to know that as well. Christ Hospital also, you'd mentioned them a little bit earlier.
Yes.
So they're also partnered up as well.
Right. So Beacon and Christ Hospital have a partnership,
right.
and they've offered Dr. Mark Schneider to us. So he's on the sideline for all football games, and he also does Saturday morning clinics for if we have an athlete that needs to be seen that next morning after a game. He's always available.
Again, another great peace of mind for the families. The big, I think, in the sports world, anybody that follows any kind of sports, whether it be football and then the high contact or soccer mm-hmm. or any of it, concussions. Now, that obviously, for rightfully so, is the big thing to keep an eye out. What are those processes? If someone is diagnosed with a concussion, I know there's different grades mm-hmm. along the way. What should the parents do in, I guess, staying informed with you and you guys working together?
So, yeah, concussions are the hot topic. Ohio does have a state law that was passed. Any athlete that has concussion-like symptoms or is believed to have a concussion must be pulled immediately. They are not allowed to return that day. So we will basically need to be notified if they have concussion-like symptoms. So if an athlete complains that morning when they're going to school, we need to know about it before they get on the field.
Right.
Anytime we see them, we will go through a full evaluation, deem as we see fit. Do they need to see a doctor? Can we wait and just hold them out and then see them? Any concussion must be cleared by a physician to be returned to play.
Okay.
So they will be seen by either Dr. Krimchek at Beacon or their own primary care physician
right.
to be cleared. Once that athlete's cleared, then there's a return to play protocol that gets them gradually back into their sport.
And again, it may seem excessive to some parents, but there's a good reason why this is, like you said, the buzz mm-hmm. of what's going on in the world of sports medicine.
Right. Every single concussion is different. Every single person heals differently, acts yeah. differently. So we never know. We have to treat them, safely.
Allie, we appreciate your time here today. And again, if there's more information, the website. What's your email? I know you mentioned it. It's on the website, just in case people don't have a chance and they're just listening in.
Yes.
What's the email?
It's aeking@beaconortho.com.
aeking@beaconortho.com.
Yes.
There you go. So that's how you can get in touch with Allie. And you mentioned you've got another cohort there that helps out as well, Haley Hodge.
Yes.
Also, do you know her email offhand?
Yes, it's hhodge@beaconortho.com.
So hhodge, two H's there.
Mm-hmm.
hhodge@beaconortho.com.
Yep.
So and they're there for the kids. Let's not kid ourselves. You're there to help protect
right.
and keep an eye on these student athletes as they work their way through their season. So,
yes.
Well, Allie, best of luck to you and to Haley and to everyone at Wyoming High School this year. Hope it's a wonderful athletic season for 2017-2018. And again, if there's more information, they can check out the website.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Haley King. She is with Wyoming High School. And I'm Greg Waddell on ESPN Media.